were ready because you've been delaying the process.
Well, in that case, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
I didn't expect any of those words, and also not in that format.
Well, SpongeBob musical's coming out, so, you know, you gotta get in the mood.
Isn't that already a thing?
I don't know. It looked...
I've seen clips of it. Yeah. It's terrifying.
I'm not gonna see it.
The gods have frowned on us the day that was made.
Hello.
Hi, Spencer.
Hello.
Who'd you...
Hello.
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 Watch too many vines.
Yeah, we do. Welcome to the Dreamcast. We are back after a little bit longer of a break. We took this Sunday off. We're just going to quote... Welcome to the Vinecast.
Oh, yeah.
Where we just quote classic vines as we reflect on the decade.
Hey, if it's applicable...
Vine isn't even a thing anymore. We got to do TikTok.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah.
TikTok is just all those, like, high school boys doing the songs where they move the camera around in their hand, and they're like, fingers are following the camera. It's stupid. All you middle school boys, go do something else.
Better than crack.
Yes, okay, TikTok is better than crack for your health if you're a middle school boy.
It's a groundbreaking statement we're making today on the podcast. It's been a while.
Have you seen some stuff?
I've seen a lot of stuff. I was just going to do, like, real quick reviews and just, like, rapid fire.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Okay, so, let's go over. Let's just go backwards from right now. The most recent one I just watched, Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, the Tom Hanks, Mr. Rogers movie. Fantastic. Darker than I thought it was going to be. Not quite focused on what I was going to be, but it was still great. Go watch it. I watched Midway with my mom on Black Friday, actually. World War II movie about the Battle of Midway. Pretty well done. It was cool. I liked it. Not much to say on that. Yeah, I agree. Basically, I went into the movie, and, like, the ticket terror was like, I'm going to give you my opinion of it. Best war movie I've seen since Saving Private Ryan. I was like, okay, that's a huge statement to claim. Not saying it's better than it. But it's the best one since then, which I would say it was good, but it's not quite.
I really thought Hacksaw Ridge was.
Yeah,
like,
that's one of the better ones,
that,
for sure.
Yeah, since Private Ryan.
Black Hawk Down, I think, was post Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, Black Hawk Down was pretty good.
So, yeah. I watched The Irishman on Netflix, which is the 3.5-hour Martin Scorsese, like, basically mob mafia movie Avengers Endgame of his movie, because, like, he brings in everybody. He's got De Niro in it. He's got Pesci back out of retirement.
Yes.
Just for this. He's got Pacino in it playing Jimmy Hoffa. Like, fucking... the guy from Raymond. Everybody hates Raymond.
Everybody loves Raymond.
I hate him.
Everybody freaking hates Raymond, man.
Ray Romano is in it as well.
You're thinking Everybody Hates Chris.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's a good show.
what else did I watch? I feel like there was one other, like, big one I saw since the last time we did this. I did watch a couple of Scorsese movies just for carrying on with what I had mentioned. I watched Raging Bull, which was pretty good. Star Wars is coming out. We watched all the Star Wars.
Yeah, we watched, like, all of the Star Wars ones.
We did, yeah. Just to prepare for Last Jedi. What have you seen?
Well, I just saw all of the Star Wars movies. Yeah, that was a big one. I was gesturing to him silently, because you couldn't see that, obviously. But I thought that was a big deal, because we've been watching those, and I've really enjoyed them. I actually have only seen The Last Jedi and
Force Awakens
like one time, and it was in theaters. So it was cool to see those again. Also, never saw the original trilogy all the way through, because we tried it multiple times. I kept falling asleep, but it was good to see those.
I'm just happy that you've watched it now.
I've seen it now, and I probably won't watch it again. But
wow.
No, no, it was fun.
Disappointment level is back.
It was fun because the whole time Spence was just like a bank of fun facts, and I could just like poke him and be like, "How'd they do that?" And he's like, "Well, actually," and it was
actually how I spoke
too. It was pretty cool. Yeah,
spoke Jawa at him.
Also saw Midway. Good, wouldn't buy it, but yeah. It was fun to see. Yeah. Went old school, watched the old school Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 and Galaxy Quest with the fam, because that's just what we do. Also went a little new school, saw Lady and the Tramp on Disney Plus, and I thought it was a nice movie.
It looked weird.
It was weird when they started singing.
Yeah.
That part I was laughing, because I was like, this just doesn't look good, but... as far as what they did with the shots and the overall story, I thought, you know, it was good. It was fine.
Yes.
And then also tried watching The Little Mermaid live on Disney Plus as well. And it was an undershoot. It was not as engaging as I thought it would be.
They were just kind of doing it just to do it.
Yeah, they had a great cast lineup, but they just didn't quite bring it for me.
They were sleepy.
they were sleepy, I guess. Yeah. But anyway.
I did remember the other movie I saw real quick.
With oh, wow.
Good Boys. I saw
Good Boys
over the holiday weekend.
Is that like the super bad for kids?
Yep, it's the middle school super bad.
Middle school super bad.
It was really good. It had a really, really strong, like, heartfelt message in it.
Really?
While little kids kept saying fuck and like, running into like sex toys.
You
know,
what else do you need in a movie then?
It was cool. I actually really enjoyed it.
So what are we doing today, Spencer?
What are we doing today?
I don't know.
Jakub?
We're gonna pick him.
Am I picking?
Sure.
I think you picked last time.
I think yeah. No, not that one. Not that one.
I was waiting for you to jingle it again. I was gonna catch one midair. Ooh. I got one. I got it.
You got one.
I caught one midair.
Midair.
As it jingled.
Super cool.
Jingly, jingly. This is a cool one. I think this one will be, we're looking more for like a live cast, because this one has been, it's a cartoon. So we have all like voice casting
already.
So
okay.
It's like, it's already a thing. It's an established entity of viewing.
All right.
But we're going to cast the live action of Dragon Ball Z today.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I'm thinking classic DBZ, because, like...
Yeah.
Beyond, like, the Cell Saga, I know nobody...
Same. Well, there's, like, a million versions of Dragon Ball Z now. Right. I can't...
There's a lot of people, too. Like, we'll be fine if we even just stick with, like, the Frieza era.
The Frieza dynasty is the only one that I really know, so...
So we have, obviously, Goku is, like, the big main...
Not person. He's like secondary.
He's second fiddle. He's second fiddle to Piccolo.
Second fiddle to Piccolo.
They're a whole band. I spelled it Vegeta.
It is Vegeta.
It's not an A, it's Vegeta.
Oh.
I haven't even gotten to him yet.
I've got Goku.
I wrote Gohan, his son obviously. Piccolo, the green guy from Planet Namek, and then Vegeta. Vegeta. Krillin.
Yep, gotta have Krillin. He dies like every episode.
Yep.
He was the original Kenny.
Yeah, he's the Ken. Well.
Yeah, and they're both wearing orange. Whatever.
And nobody can understand them when they talk.
Yes.
Ha ha ha.
Ha ha. Okay, so a couple other big ones. You gotta have Trunks and Bulma.
Oh, yeah, that's if we're going more into the Cell Saga, but we can do that.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Trunks and Bulma.
Master Roshi.
Yeah. Roshi, of course. This is so many people.
We could do more, but...
Do we want to have King Kai? We'll have King Kai.
Yeah.
I got a few thoughts for King Kai.
And if we're diving into the... Well, if we got...
I don't know if we should care about, like, B characters like Yamcha and Tien...
Yeah, or like Android 18.
Nah. We're good enough.
Sorry, not sorry. We got our peeps already.
Well, we still need our villains, which is... Well, we have Vegeta. We don't really need... Do we want Nappa?
No.
Okay. So then definitely Frieza.
I was going to say, did you put down Frieza?
Definitely Frieza. Definitely Cell.
Yeah. I mean, there's also Raditz.
Do we want King or Boo in there too?
Yes.
Thought about Raditz. Do we want Raditz?
Freaking whatever.
We'll put Raditz in. We only have like 15 million people to cast now.
It's gonna be great.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We've done more. We can add more. Dude. Do we want Chi-Chi?
Yeah, Chi-Chi and Oolong, the little pig man. Remember Oolong from, like, season one?
You just gonna cast a pig for him?
No.
We'll cast the dude from Mandalorian who says, I have spoken.
Yeah! Who's actually that one actor.
Yeah, he's,
I'll figure out his name.
Yeah, it's, Nick Nolte.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. Who did it so well?
Oolong. How do you spell Oolong?
Just how it sounds.
Oolong.
No. Double Oolong. Christ. God, you suck at spelling out in...
Oolong Nick Nolte. We have our first character. May not have been who you expected for the DBZ live action, but we have cast Oolong.
Well, and we're also going to have to get Mr. Satan.
Okay, that's going off of, like, the Japanese version. It's Hercule.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, we can have Hercule. Do we want Mr. Popo? I saw him in there.
Sure. We're going to go big.
Captain Ginyu? There's so many people.
Dude, I know. There's so many. Let's leave it at this, because that's how much the board can take.
Yeah. I did buy another board today.
Well.
Have an extended board for it. We have maybe, like, it's like a foot by a foot, or like maybe 15 inches squared. That's our workspace.
Right.
So we have Goku, we have Gohan, we have Piccolo, we have Vegeta, Krillin, Trunks, Bulma, Roshi, King Kai, Frieza, Cell, Boo, Raditz, Chi-Chi, Oolong is cast, and Hercule. Talking about no B characters, and you throw the fucking pig dude in there.
Dude, Oolong is essential to the story.
Okay? Now, we have two questions we need to ask ourselves with this. One, let's not do it how they did the first live action movie.
No, we're going to stay away from
that. I don't know
garbage.
Any of those people. I've never watched that movie. I don't want to watch that movie.
It's just not.
We're going to stay away from that territory. Mm-hmm. Also, how much are we going to deal with the issue of whitewashing with this?
I was thinking about that as well.
Yeah. I think for now...
Well, a lot of these characters are aliens.
That's true. And I feel like even in like the anime format, they kind of made them look more Caucasian. Like Goku definitely seems more white.
Right.
Than like traditional Japanese. Or like.
But his name is freaking Goku.
Or how you would have some, you know, compared to some other animes, how some people are depicted.
Right.
Also, I remember when the whole thing happened with Scarlett Johansson and Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, yeah.
That the creators of that show were like, she was great in the part. Like, we don't care.
Right.
You know,
well,
some
same
people
thing with...
make it a bigger issue than it could inherently be. Granted, it is an issue.
Granted, we don't actually have the
Matt
capacity
Damon
to
the
make
Wall.
This movie.
Or like Tom Cruise in The Last Samurai. Like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
We have like one dude amongst a bunch of you know, traditional actors.
Right. And
I
let's
think...
also avoid The Last Airbender remake
we
issue.
We won't have
where,
I Met Shyamalan.
Yeah, a whole like category of people was racially profiled. So
yeah, we won't do that.
We'll avoid that.
Okay.
Let's just cast like the people that come to mind, and we'll see how this works out.
Do you have anybody coming to mind for any of these folks right now? I kind of want Tom Hardy as Vegeta.
That would be sick, dude. That would be so sick.
He could do like a voice, you know, him saying Kakarot.
Kakarot. Yeah.
He's big and burly, and can do a fight. Kind of want him to do it.
That would be sweet.
You saw him in Venom, right?
Yeah.
Like, he can go full-on out there, kind of weirdy, cartoony.
Yeah. I didn't like the movie particularly, but I did like his performance.
Yeah. He was the thing to watch in that. Yeah, I could see him being the dickish Saiyan prince.
And he has martial arts abilities.
Right, he can fight.
As well.
He'll do all that stuff. He was Bane.
Right, exactly.
I think he would do it.
I'm thinking cool. A lot of these characters need to be pulled from the martial arts community. Or have some sort of stunt background.
I will be damned if we don't have somebody from the Raid Redemption in this movie.
What?
I showed you that movie. That's the Malaysian movie where it's a police squad that's tasked with like storming this whole entire building area, kind of like Judge Dredd, except it's made in Malaysia, and it is like the most hardcore kung fu movie, action movie you could ever watch. That shit is intense.
Yes.
Absolutely go rent it. There's a second movie as well. Those actors are great. They also cameoed in The Force Awakens. They were the dudes, they were Kanja Club, when Han Solo's like stuck between the two gangs. And he's like, boys, you're both going to get what I paid you. And the guys who come in are like, Solo, you don't deliver for us. Like those guys, they were in the Raid. Those are like the main dudes.
That's awesome.
I know who I want for my Roshi. And you can pick someone while I look his name up.
So I'm just trying to think of, because I've seen a lot of martial arts movies, because that's just the person I am. I've been watching them since I was a kid. I love that stuff. And I'm trying to think of a Goku and a Gohan who have to be not only freaking like unbeatable, unmatched skill, but also slightly goofy. And for whatever reason, probably a bad reason, Jason Statham wearing a big Goku wig just made me laugh on the inside. And I don't want to cast him, but that's where we're starting.
What if he was Krillin?
I was thinking, yeah, he could definitely be used as in some capacity.
I don't know if he would be as hilarious as that character needs.
Yeah, agreed.
The guy I'm thinking of is Yayan Ruhian. Probably butchered that pronunciation, but he's like the main antagonist in the Raid.
Oh yeah.
He's also the dude who talks as part of Kanja Club in Force Awakens. Mm-hmm. So the dude with like kind of the scraggly mustache. He had like the high top knot. Just like dye that silver. And like I could see him being Roshi for sure.
Yeah. Go for it.
I want him as my Roshi.
Go for it.
I was looking at this too, and as you were describing Goku, I was looking at the main star. I should probably finish writing this name before I scroll away from it. I was looking at the main star of the Raid, Iko Uwais. He looks like he would be a damn good Goku.
Yes.
He is the coolest like martial artist.
Yep.
Like I've seen in a movie ever. He is the protagonist of the Raid series.
Yeah. He was amazing.
And he looks like he would have, you know, a good Goku smile.
Yeah, it looks like a nice guy.
Probably would get into his goofiness.
All handsome. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great.
He would be my casting for it, for sure. I kind of really want to put Donnie Yen in here, too, somewhere.
Yep, I was just thinking that. Well, also, you got to use Donnie Yen, Jet Li. Michael Jai White is one of my favorites. I'm not sure where to put him yet. And then Scott Adkins is another big martial arts movie star.
Who do you think they would fit best?
You likely haven't seen them in any like big movies, like blockbuster hit type stuff. But like one of my favorite with Michael Jai White was Blood and Bone, and where he was, he just like destroyed everybody in like a prison. That was like the most famous scene, I think. And then Scott Adkins, he played Boyka, like a Russian fighter who went in this tournament, and they made a couple different movies of it. Those movies are sick, man.
What were they again?
Blood and Bone with Michael Jai White.
Those I don't know.
Yeah, and then those are like the two, probably the two that people but I guess not.
Yeah, I definitely have not.
What about Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Ooh.
Or Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris as Hercule. That'd be hilarious.
I'm down for that.
Or even, well, Steven Seagal is like a little too chill for her.
I don't think he would do this movie. I'm not sure Norris would, but like, that would be really funny too.
Yeah.
I'm down for Chuck Norris as Hercule.
Sounds good.
You need kind of that like, over the top, like, people worship this dude
yeah.
way beyond.
Right. And give him a big old fro. Capacity.
Yeah.
For, oh.
I kind of like Jean-Claude for Raditz, honestly.
Yeah.
He was a really good villain in Expendables.
Ooh. Well, also, he has, out. Like, the stature and the capacity to just, like, be intimidating.
Right.
Like,
and the, I feel like he would be ridiculous enough where he would put on a giant wig as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that Super Bowl commercial long time ago where he, like, was doing the splits in between two semis just because...
Yeah.
He was like, I'm Jean-Claude Van Damme, and I'm awesome like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think that'd be great.
I love it.
I'm thinking either Donnie Yen or Jet Li for Frieza, pulling for Jet Li because he can do the kind of Frieza voice.
You think so?
Yeah.
He can do really like that Frieza voice.
Like, he's done it a little bit in some of his movies.
Get him some makeup.
Yeah. Well, especially in, like, The Forbidden Kingdom with Jackie Chan. He did a similar voice where he was kind of like, he was an anti-hero in that mm-hmm. movie. And I thought he could do it.
I was kind of thinking, we're kind of just scattershotting and just filling this in
yep.
wherever. I was thinking Yifei Liu. Yifei Liu. I'm thinking her for Chi-Chi. She is going to be Mulan in the new Mulan
yes! Oh, that's perfect.
Her paired up with Iko for Goku, I think, would be really cool.
Yes.
And she's like, she looks like she could, you know, exude that badassery.
Yes.
That, while Chi-Chi is very, like, loud and kind of obnoxious, mm-hmm. like, she's fucking fierce.
Yeah. That's true.
She doesn't hold anything back.
That's very true.
I could definitely see her doing that.
I think I'm sold on making Michael Jai White Piccolo. Because he's got that big presence, the deep voice, and it's just...
if you have a picture, that'd be helpful, because
yeah.
I do not know him.
Michael Jai White.
Michael Giacchino.
What?
He's a composer. The music for this movie would be sick.
There you go. Yeah, he'd be perfect for Piccolo.
Sure, I'm down with that.
Just trust me.
Michael Jai White. All right, he's still...
Just tall, built, and always means business.
We could resurrect the body of...
Bruce Lee.
We still have Gohan yet to cast, Krillin, Trunks, Bulma. Trunks and Bulma, I'm thinking probably American actors.
Which version of Trunks? The kid version or the adult version?
The adult, for
okay.
sure. Yeah, yeah. King Kai, which I was kind of thinking like Jackie Chan in a fat suit.
Yep. I was thinking him for Boo.
Really?
Yeah.
Boo's got to be...
But... Who fights more? Who fights more? King Kai or Boo?
Probably Boo fights more. But I think Jackie Chan would be such a cool tutor
That's
in
true.
That role. I could see him doing that voice a little bit.
Agreed.
I want him in the King Kai position.
Did we do Master Roshi?
We did. I picked one of the dudes from the raid.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, there's Bulma, Trunks.
Dude, all right, Jason Statham as Krillin. Yes, because he's bald, but also it'd be hilarious to have him, this, like, superior fighting skill just always gets killed.
All right.
And The Rock shows up somehow to make fun of him, like Hobbs and Shaw.
He can be, like, he could be Tien. All right.
Yes.
I'm going to move some names around.
Sounds good.
We're going to cast Tien. And Yamcha.
Yes.
Frieza, Cell, Boo, Ben, who is
The
Rock.
He's freaking huge.
Could you imagine him with a CGI eye on his forehead, too?
That'd be so good.
Yamcha could be Donnie Yen. Donnie Yen's a little bit older than Yamcha.
So?
Yamcha is kind of a screw-off character.
Freaking cool, though. Donnie Yen. Alright.
What if Donnie Yen was Boo? Like, Final Form
Boo? Final Form Boo, yes. Yeah. I can see that.
Maybe. Boo is such a weird... Because Boo's probably going to be CGI'd.
Yeah.
I would imagine. Cell would probably have, an actor's face superimposed onto something. But Boo is such a weird, you'd almost just have to voice act Boo.
I suppose, yeah.
And Donnie Yen definitely isn't, the Boo, creepy Boo voice, or, the high-pitched voice, or whatever.
I could see him playing Cell, or even Gohan, if they, DH.
Super DH Donnie Yen.
Also, Wesley Snipes could play Cell.
Would he do it?
Let's call him.
Wesley Snipes as Cell.
Oh, hey, Wesley. Yeah, would you do Dragon Ball Z?
What's your line of thought on having him as Cell?
I don't know. I just think it'd be good. I don't know.
You just really like him in it?
Yeah, and Dolph Lundgren as Trunks.
My God. They could probably cameo somewhere. Definitely out of space, though. Trunks, Bulma, Gohan, Cell, Boo, and now Yamcha. I was trying to think of a movie I had seen recently where it seems like there's just, really over-the-top acting. I have an idea. Let me know how you feel about this. Just as, this is kind of a statement, but also, I think this could work. Justin Chatwin for Yamcha.
Who dat?
He was Goku from the shitty Dragon Ball Evolution movie.
Oh, no.
Him as the lame, laughy, not really good, comic relief character.
Alright. That everyone's laughing at anyway. Sorry, not sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
That's kind of who I'm thinking. Even though we said no Dragon Ball. We're not gonna associate with that.
Well, in this
I think that would
context,
be hilarious. It would be a really funny in joke to people who get it, we're gonna shit on the shitty movie.
Dude, can Dave Bautista play Cell? Please.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yes.
That's such a good Cell.
Oh, it's perfect. Sorry, Wesley.
Yeah. Hey, that was iffy.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Dave Bautista is Cell. Yeah, that's cool. Because that's a powerful presence and a powerful voice.
Yeah.
I actually met him in person. Yeah.
No big
I
deal.
Absolutely could. And he seems big, obviously muscular, but also kind of, wide as Drax, I feel like. You get that impression.
Yeah.
Dude's actually, really thin and, really fit in person.
Really?
Yeah, to the point where, he fits that Cell physique for sure.
All right.
I could absolutely see that.
All right.
Yeah, I'm 100% on board with that.
Sweet. I think I have my Trunks or Gohan.
Okay.
One of my favorites from back in the day is Robin Shu, and you might know him from Death Race, Mortal Kombat, Beverly Hills Ninja, those types of movies. And if you've seen Beverly Hills Ninja with Chris Farley, he's the brother who always just gets wrecked because of Chris Farley's character. But he's a super good fighter, and he plays the comedy really well.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
It's this guy, Robin Shu.
Is he older?
He's
in a movie with Chris Farley?
Yeah, he's kind of older, but I think he could rock it.
Well, granted, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I could see him rocking it.
I was going to say, like, you got to play with the idea that, like, he's going to be the son of Iko Uwais, who doesn't look super old. But, like,
that's true.
The anime doesn't really, like, age Goku whatsoever.
That's
true. Oh, that dude?
Yeah, that's the guy.
He was from the Jungle Book.
And the Jungle Book.
Yeah, the old 90s one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know the old one. Now. Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm good with that. How do you spell his name?
Robin Shu, so R-O-B-I-N. S-H-O-U.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Cool.
That's a good pick. Yeah, Bulma and Trunks. My like knee-jerk reaction for Bulma was Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Just because we were talking about her before with Ghost in the Shell.
Sure.
I'm with that. I kind of want somebody else just because like they have distinctly different voices. Bulma versus...
Yeah, also, Sajo. Bulma needs to be able to to call out Goku in, like, a big way.
And Vegeta.
And Vegeta.
Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
You gotta be able to go toe-to-toe with him. I think I know who I want for my Boo.
Ooh, I think I got my Bulma.
Funny how that works.
Do
you want to go first?
Yeah.
All right.
So, I'm thinking this actress could definitely go toe-to-toe with our Goku, our Vegeta, and she has some martial arts experience. I think Margot Robbie would be a fantastic Bulma. Yes. She could not only participate in the stunts and all that, but she could probably cuss him out if she need to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. did you see the new... There's a new trailer out for a movie coming out. It's the Fox News movie.
No.
You give me the blankest stare.
No, because I thought it was going to be like the... it's like the Fallen Angels or something.
Right. You're talking the Harley Quinn.
Yeah, the Harley Quinn spinoff.
Fox movie. Yeah, she's going to be in that. She's going to be in another movie that's like a big Fox News takedown thing. She's going to be in that.
That's cool.
Definitely like a toe-to-toe thing. I was thinking of voice actors with huge range for Boo, who could do like... the cutesy, like, fat Boo voice to, like, a menacing, like, kid Boo, and then, like, the adult Boo at the very end.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill.
Ooh, good
voice of the Joker.
Yes!
Super talented voice actor. Obviously, he's Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
But, like, he has so much vocal range. He does a perfect, like, Harrison Ford impression.
Uh-huh.
In bad lip reading and like different interviews and
whatnot. I was gonna say,
I know that's not super related to Boo, but he could definitely do like a high pitched, like, fat Boo voice, and menacing, like, you know, like evil little kid Boo voice,
and
then, like, an adult, like, almost jokery voice.
For him. Love it.
I would love to see that version of Boo.
Well done, Spencer.
To life.
Well played.
So then there's just Trunks, the son of Tom Hardy and Margot Robbie.
Well, that's, I mean, the
probably
blonde...
the hottest sentence I've ever seen.
Well, I mean, you got the blonde hair. We still haven't cast Dolph Lundgren.
Who looks like you put Tom Hardy and Margot Robbie's ages together and it becomes Dolph Lundgren. Dolph Lundgren. I've got it.
You got what?
I've got Trunks.
Oh, let's hear it.
Perfect son of Tom Hardy, Vegeta, and Margot Robbie, Bulma.
Yes.
Grown up from the future, sent back in time. Charlie Hunnam, who is from...
Who's that?
He's best known for Sons of Anarchy, also Pacific Rim and King Arthur.
Ooh, wait, which King Arthur?
The newest one, 2017.
I don't think I've seen that one. The new King Arthur, like, on Netflix or something?
It might be. Well, it came out in 2017 in theaters. It actually wasn't, like, a super...
He kind of looks like Heath Ledger a little bit. A
little bit. But, like, looking at him, I'm like, that's not a bad
blend at all.
Tom Hardy and Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like he could be their son.
I like it.
Grown up.
What's his name again? Charlie?
He was King Arthur, so obviously Charlie he can Kirk. Wield a sword, so... Charlie Hunnam. Hunnam.
Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah, most well known, I think, for Sons of Anarchy, which I never watched, but
But he's one of the stars, right?
Yes,
everyone knows that guy.
You've seen Pacific Rim, right?
Yeah,
yeah, he was like the main dude in that.
Okay, yeah, he did great.
The first one, yeah. Wow,
This might be our biggest cast yet.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 people we just cast.
Whoopty whoop!
It's probably why it's a little bit longer episode, but that's fine. We're going to run through this anime, okay? I'm just going to list them off.
I'm going
to do the storytelling. Should I do the storytelling? We have our character, our main character, our homeboy through all of Dragon Ball Z.
Your boy.
It's Goku, played by Iku Uwais, who is from like the Raid movies.
Mm-hmm.
He has a wife, Chi-Chi, who's played by Yifei Liu, who is...
the new Mulan.
The new Mulan, yes. Together they have a son, more grown up probably in, you know, throughout time. There's going to be a kid version of him.
Whatever, yeah, yeah.
Most notably, Robin Sho.
Beverly Hills Ninja, Death Race, and some other stuff. You know him.
Right. They have several friends that they do martial arts with. Piccolo, who will be played by Michael Jai White.
Yes, blood and bone.
That stuff.
Yeah, that stuff.
Krillin, Jason Statham. As played by Jason Statham. Bald and a fighter.
Yep.
They also have their friends Tien, who is Dwayne Johnson.
It's going to be perfect.
And Yamcha, played by Justin Chatwin.
Yes.
Who was the Goku from the shitty movie.
Yeah, take that.
altogether, they also are friends with Bulma, who is played by Margot Robbie, and Master Roshi, played by Yayan Ruhian. I'm sorry for these name butchers. I'm just going with it. He was also in the Raid.
Yes.
They tackle their first threat of Earth, who is Raditz, played by Jean-Claude Van Damme.
You.
They fight him, whatever, take him out. And then another Saiyan prince comes down to challenge Goku, played by Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
You know how that goes. He becomes a big giant monkey, and then they become friends. Mm-hmm. I could see this being a Netflix series.
This would be sweet.
This is too big a cast and too big an era to be one movie.
Yeah.
This will be a series for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Goku goes on to train more with King Kai, who is going to be played by Jackie Chan. Also, there's a pig dude named Oolong.
Somewhere forgot about him.
Played by Nick Nolte. he was the Ugnaught in The Mandalorian.
That's what that's called?
Yeah, oh, the pig man.
You learned something.
I have spoken. They all together fight a new threat in the form of Frieza, who is played by Jet Li. There's that epic fight. Goku goes Super Saiyan for the first time. It's pretty cool.
It is pretty dynamic. Cool.
Then later on, they are met by someone from the future who is actually the son of Vegeta and Bulma, who is Trunks, played by Charlie Hunnam from
Sons of Anarchy and King Arthur.
Yep. And Pacific Rim, the first one. they go on to fight Cell, who is played by Dave Bautista, at least definitely the final form.
Yes.
He's got like two other forms as well. So does Frieza. We'll make it work.
Yeah.
They are also helped out by Hercule, who is played by Chuck Norris.
Because why not?
And then eventually they fight the penultimate threat, at least to like our viewing knowledge, which I think was like the end of Dragon Ball Z as a series before they started going into different like territories.
Yeah.
But Majin Buu, who will be voiced by Mark Hamill.
That's a fantastic lineup.
That's Dragon Ball Z.
That is the ultimate dream cast for Dragon Ball Z. You hear that, nice. Shyamalan? You should have used this list.
I don't think he did the Dragon Ball movie. He did Avatar, but no, I don't think he did the Dragon Ball.
Oh, yeah.
That was some other douchebag.
I retract my insult.
I kind of want to look quick.
Well, I mean, you kind of just pull that stuff together sometimes. And you know.
It makes sense, because they were both awful adaptations of beloved properties.
Just can't do it. Sorry. The name was tainted.
It was directed by James Wong.
Well, James Wong. Wow.
He's done really big stuff. The X-Files.
Maybe he just got cocky.
I thought he did Final Destination. A lot of horror stuff. Maybe he shouldn't have gone and done that.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, what a lineup. 18 characters.
Yep, and we're at 40 minutes now making this Not super long, but one of our longer episodes.
I'm making it longer right now.
It's a long... Fine. Bye, friends.